You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I want to remind all of you, when guests from the Browns are around the NFL, joined us there on the Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers Hotline. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for the team. The team is absolutely unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office. And when you're putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business, call them 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. Great to have you along, our Ohio Business Machine. Hot topics of the day rolling on. Michael Regei, Hanford Dixon, in for Vic Carucci, and Nathan Zagura today. And Hanford, as we roll along, of course, some of our hot topics include this Browns 2014 draft class. Which Browns rookie dog do you think might have the biggest impact on this football team this season, and why?
You know what, Michael? I mean, obviously, I think we had a pretty good draft. I mean, when you look at some of these guys, I just get excited. And one in particular that I look at is this third-round pick we got, Terrence West. I mean, the running back. I mean, when you look at this guy, man, it's just unbelievable. I mean, just been a workhorse in college and running the football and some of the things that he has accomplished. And I think he can, not only that, he's been able to catch the football coming out of the backfield. So, you know, I think if we put him with some of the running backs and some of the players that we have, I mean, obviously we brought over Ben Tate, mm-hmm. who's going to help us. Deion Lewis hopefully is going to be healthy, who we saw sparks at time. I mean, he's a pretty good player. But our running backs are pretty decent. But I'm also looking at this Terrence West. I think he's going to help us, and I think he's going to be an exciting player.
Hanford, I was saying earlier here on the show, during the mandatory minicamp, he runs violently. That's the best way to describe him. He loves contact. And, you know, I'm sure at times they'll have to tell him, you know, Terrence, you know, let's pare that back a little bit now. But I love the way he's a one-cut guy, Hanford, and inside the tackles. I mean, you know, this kid, again, he wants to lower his pads and punish somebody. I see him potentially with Ben Tate having a big, big year.
Michael, did you look at his numbers in 2013? Oh, yeah. I mean, 413 carries, mm-hmm. 2,519 yards with a 6.1 average. And mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, I think he was a finalist for the Walter Payton.
He was, yeah.
Award. And,
in FCS.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because you said, you know, he wants contact.
He does. Not,
he's looking for it when he gets that football. He's the type of back that he want to punish you, but also he can run away from you. Mm-hmm. And I just can't wait to watch him. I mean, I think he's going to be an exciting player along with the backs that we have already. And you know what? And people always say this to me because I am always excited, you know, at this time of the year because mm-hmm. I know they're getting ready. I know when they come back, it's time to go. And then, you know, somebody throw a joke at me talking about, yeah, we're always, we think good things at this time of the year. But yeah. I think it's different this year, don't you?
Oh, I do too. And we're going to get into that with you in just 1 second and all the whys and wherefores of that. A guy you played against too, Wilbert Montgomery, mm-hmm. the running backs coach of this football team. He, I think, has the perfect demeanor. And I believe, Hanford, he's such a great educator and teacher of the position that Tate and West, and whether it's, as you said, Deion Lewis, Edwin Baker, Chris Obanaya, I think they're all going to gain immeasurably from the teachings of a Wilbert Montgomery, who, Hanford, you know as a player, anytime you have a position coach that you look back and say, wow, he did that in the league? Man, this guy was good. I think that resonates the voice even more and more, don't you?
Well, I think those guys, too, I guarantee you this, and obviously I haven't been in their meetings, but I guarantee you they give him a hard time in the meetings because there is not a player in there that have not watched him play the game, that have not watched some of the things in it, that is not aware of what he's accomplished in this league. And it's just his name alone speak for itself. You're exactly right. He is going to help those guys. He's been there.
Yep.
He's been there. He knows the game. He's been around the league for a long, long time. And what a great guy to come in here and help this football team and help those guys at that running back position. And this coaching staff, when you look at it, I think it's one of the strongest ones that we've had.
I agree. You mentioned Aaron Glenn yesterday. Yeah. To be able to have the Wilbert Montgomerys and the Aaron Glenns on this staff, I mean, you know, guys who, again, have a great, great playing resume themselves. To me, I don't think you can go out and buy that anyplace. I mean, that's something that is going to be so key and so critical to this football team.
And again, we talked about him yesterday, Kyle Shanahan, who is our offensive coordinator.
That's right.
Just another outstanding hire, another respected name, and not just a name, but a guy that knows what he's talking about and what he's doing. And again, he had RG3 over there in Washington, but he's got two pretty good quarterbacks here that they're talking about, a Hoyer, and also I was careful this time. You didn't have to look at me. I know Brian, he'll catch me or see me in the grocery store or something. He'll jump all over me if I don't say
Brian's
the right thing.
Terrific.
He's a great guy.
What a terrific teammate, a terrific young man, and as we mentioned yesterday, so honed in on the task at hand that he has here. Is, you know, he wants to show everybody that you don't have to worry about the quarterback position here or anybody else that's in the room, because I'm going to take care of that.
Michael, I think another position that's going to be strong, and again, we're hoping to have John call in. Obviously, I think the defensive line is one of the strongest positions on this football team. But when you look at our offensive line, too, this kid Joel
Batonio.
I mean,
dog, he's nasty. I mean that in the strongest of ways. He's got a nasty, mean streak. He wants to, get to that second level. I mean, he was so. Now he had a high ankle very late in the last week, but a guy that, the physicality and how they want to play and run the football in this zone read blocking scheme of Shanahan's, I think it could be very tailor-made for Joel Batonio, dog.
And he should be ready by the time training camp starts.
Oh, sure,
but,
yeah.
We're pretty strong on that offensive line with Mac and company. And it all starts with Mac right there in the middle. And I'll put it to you this way, for anybody that's out there listening, at where I am right now, I wouldn't be afraid to run behind this offensive line. that's saying a lot, isn't it?
Well, you talked about 10 reps on the corner. Now you want to carry the football a little bit, too.
Well, it'll only take once when I run through there, and they put one of those headgears on me. And that headgear is twisted on the back, and I don't know where I am.
Might change your mind.
Coach, I think I've had enough.
That's outstanding. Hey, before I get your thoughts on philosophically from this regime, what rookie you think Hanford is going to be the biggest surprise this year? Have you looked at and had one that maybe, let's say maybe someone from the fourth round on down that might show that they're deserving of, not necessarily starters, but guys that can get in, get repetitions, on the two deep, and of course help on special teams?
Well, I think that's also where you have a guy we talked about. Well, he's the fourth round pick, the guy to Lindenwood, Pierre. I think that's when you look at a guy like that. Not only is he going to help us, hopefully, at cornerback, but his contribution hopefully is going to come in really on special teams.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be ready to go, and you have a guy like that. He come in, he just want to help, he just want to play, he just want to make a contribution to the football team. And what a lot of people don't understand is you have your offensive and you have your defensive guys, but special teams is just as important of a clog to a football team. And that's where I think a guy like him is going to come in and help this football team.
Yeah, I agree with that very, very much. And another part of trying to build depth and that secondary and on that corner, Christian Kirksey, of course, the young linebacker out of Iowa that has played both inside and outside, I think he, too, is going to be one that will catch coaches' eyes because of his ability to do so many things. So there's great opportunity here. There's great opportunity for a lot of these Browns rookies, as we are mentioning, and tremendous opportunity for you to join us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to get a timeout. When we get back, we're going to get into some the philosophical side of what's going on with this Browns organization from Hanford's mind's eye. So we'll get Dog's thoughts on, as we said, from a philosophy and culture standpoint, how he sees this from Ray Farmer on down, this Browns organization reshaping. And we'll also hear from former Ohio State running back Carlos Hyde, part of the NFC Rookie Symposium. Don't go away. All of that coming up right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A lot more to do. Don't go away. Happiness is the truth.